The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. In all of history, there has been no one. Today, there is no one who has been used and abused as much as has our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. More people have understood and misunderstood him than anyone else. When we look about us, in churches, in community, in society, and even in the areas of theological study, Jesus is so often misunderstood. And because he is, his power and his peace is lost. There are so many people who take the Lord Jesus Christ and try to fit him into their own pattern of thinking and of theology. We see today in the Holy Gospel how that was already the case when our Lord was here on earth, physically among men. It is a strange contradiction which was shown here by the Pharisees, the scribes, and those who, of course, were anti-Christ. A strange contradiction. The Lord Jesus Christ, in his kindness and in his mercy, looked upon a paralytic who was brought by friends. He saw him helpless, completely helpless. There was no hope for him and there was no future for him. The Lord Jesus Christ in his omniscience beheld the faith of those that brought him and the faith of the man, the paralytic. There were others who watched very closely. They always were watching him, ready to pounce upon anything that he did. Jesus said, "Rejoice, be happy, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you." Aha, there it is. These Pharisees were right to a point when they said, "This man is blaspheming God. Only God can forgive sins." You know, the people of God in the Old Testament were very concerned about the holy name and the holy power of God. They were so concerned that they were even careful to choose a name of God, the Lord, rather than Jehovah in their usage. So you can understand why these people felt this is a blasphemy. The tragedy is that they would not believe that this is truly God, that Jesus Christ is the divine Son, the Messiah sent in the fulfillment of promise, the fulfillment of prophecy. And so they found fault in their heart. That's often the case, isn't it? That when people make judgments, especially critical judgments, they do it in their heart rather than come right out. But the Lord Jesus shocked them when he said, why are you thinking evil? Why do you accuse me of blasphemy? I ask you a question. What is easier? To say, your sins are forgiven you? Or to say, be healed, be well, take up your bed and go home? Don't you see that it takes God and God alone to do that? What the Lord Jesus was telling them is this: I am the Lord God. I am the true Son of the Father. I am the fulfillment, the promise, the seed, foretold. Now, this I did, said Jesus. I healed this man that you might know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. And there is the real, proper use and understanding of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, these Pharisees, if Jesus would have just healed this paralytic, they probably would have said, oh, how unusual, how different. But when he said, I forgive you your sins, then they went into orbit in their condemnation. Today, people are using the Lord Jesus Christ the same way as they want to. A lot of people don't understand the purpose and the mission of Christ's coming. Christ did not come into the world in order that he might clear out all the hospitals. That was not the purpose of his coming. In fact, when the Lord Jesus Christ healed, as he said here, he did it so that people might know that he is the true Son of God who has come into the world to bring forgiveness of sins. There are a lot of people today who do not understand that, a lot of people in the church. The charismatics who think that the great mission is to go around trying to heal people, and of course in it they exhibit themselves as being a great part, one of the indispensable partners of Jesus Christ to do this. There are a lot of people, of course, who say that Jesus Christ is nothing more than a great teacher, a great example. Of course, they don't recognize him either as a healer or as the Son of God who came to bring forgiveness and salvation to mankind. When the Lord Jesus Christ performed a miracle, he did it for a purpose. To send forth the rays of his divinity through his humanity and into his humiliation so that people might know and recognize him as the true Son, the Christ, the Son of the living God. As Peter did recognize him. The Lord Jesus Christ has revealed himself not as the great healer. First of all, he has revealed himself as the great forgiver, the Savior, the Redeemer, the substitute, the propitiation, the payment of our fine before God. And that is the most wonderful thing that we can have, the most wonderful gospel that we can proclaim, the gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. All the other miracles and the other mighty works that he did, they are simply supporting exhibits of his coming to seek and to save that which was lost, of his coming to pay the ransom and bring the forgiveness to all the world. That's the proper use of Jesus. And that is the true healing of Jesus. Now, I know you have read a great deal, perhaps not so much, I don't know, but there is a movement afoot, and they talk about it very much, and you'll hear a lot more about it as you move into your ministry. The holistic approach, and this is one of the sections that they use to say, this is what you've got to do, you've got to, and it's misunderstood by many, of course. You've got to work with a doctor, and sometimes people want to work themselves without a doctor to heal the body and the spirit. Now, I'm not condemning the holistic approach. Certainly, it is vitally important that you, in the moment of sickness, in the moment of pain, in the moment of illness, that you do come and strengthen people who are suffering and in their agony. For as you give to them the peace of God, the peace of forgiveness in Christ Jesus, you are releasing the greatest clamp upon a person. For you see, man is indeed psychosomatic. He is spirit and he is body. He is spirit and he is flesh. And it is important. And it's good that doctors are recognizing the importance of the spiritual, the ministrations to people who are ill. But let us understand that we keep the proper perspective and use of our Lord Jesus Christ and his salvation, his forgiveness in mind. The Lord Jesus Christ doesn't heal everybody physically. He didn't heal St. Paul physically, did he? When St. Paul besought him, "Lord, deliver me from this thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet and torment me," God said, "Paul, my grace," that's in Christ Jesus, "forgiveness is enough, is sufficient for you. And my strength is made perfect, is really completed in weakness. For as you understand the weakness and the pain, you realize that God, your God, your Lord alone is your refuge and strength." So we must be very careful that we keep things in proper perspective. And we must be very careful that our number one use, proclamation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is Jesus hominum salvator, Jesus Savior of men, the forgiveness of sins. We need to bring to others, but first to ourselves, the words of Jesus: "Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you." And oh, what a privilege particularly we have when we kneel at the altar and we will hear the servant of the Lord say, "Eat. This is the true body given for you. Drink. This is the true blood of the Lord shed for the remission of your sins." And receive it. And go forth of good cheer. For you have Jesus. Your sins are forgiven. You are spiritually healed. And it's up to the Lord, if you have physical problems, for him to heal, if it is his will and his purpose. But know this, in everything, Christ with you, Christ in you, the peace of his forgiveness filling you, you have power and strength, and therefore cheer, good cheer, for everything. May the Lord, our Savior Jesus, cheer us thus. Amen.